How'd you do your ironing in the early days?
Well, we had labor. In the wintertime, we took the orange, had these old time orange, you know, that were far.
And parfait
should be orange in the winter, and some of the girls would get out and build them out of far outdoors. And orange on the porch. We'd have to have two bunches of girls on, you know, they'd orange outdoors all day, all evening long.
Boy.
Set them big old cast orange up this way again the far, you know.
Yeah.
And then when they'd pick them up to orange, well, they'd have to take another rag and clean that orange good and clean.
Yeah.
Get the black off, and before they went to close. And then in a few minutes they'd orange with that, and then stick it back and get this other one, you know.
Just have to be careful and not get it too hot.
Not too hot. That's the way it is. I guess we wasn't punished much. That was all right. It's good to be a living, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, strangely enough, people who live that kind of a life, I think, are living now, or people who are living an easy life, or perhaps are dying. And that may sound strange, and maybe I haven't said what I mean, but people drive air-conditioned automobiles with all these luxuries and conveniences, and they don't exercise or anything, and then bang, they just keel over.
Have you got air conditioner in your car?
Oh. I can't afford it.
Boy, this sure is handy. In our car, we can turn it around here in time we get to the road there. That wind done hit the back and coming back.
Oh, boy. That's nice. Well, we don't have quite this much heat up in Stillwater, I think. And then here you go longer distances. Usually I just drive my car, maybe 2 miles, and then I stop it. And in that 2 miles, the air conditioner wouldn't even get cold.
This in the mine would be cold when you hit that road.
Boy!
It's a frigid air key.
Mm-hmm. I've heard those are very good.
It's really good. But that ain't living life like we used to live, and I enjoyed it the most when I was young, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but things have changed. You couldn't get in the buggy and go to town now.
You'd get knocked off the road before you get caught,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
I saw a man down here with four burros, I guess it was, or four mules in a wagon. And he got a big sign on his wagon that said, "See America Fast."
See America Fast.
Imagine he'll be along here this afternoon or tomorrow or sometime.
Let me tell you,
about a week ago,
there's one camped right down there.
Maybe he's going that way.
He just was going that way, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was leading, dragging one behind.
Oh.
Had an old donkey, didn't he?
Had a donkey behind. I don't know what he had in front, because he just paced on before I noticed him. And I noticed they were moving wagon, and he had this little donkey behind. How come he didn't notice it?
Have sort of a green canvas top on his wagon?
Yes.
Maybe it's the same one.
He may be going back. Was he coming this way?
Well, I thought he was. He was on this side of the road, but maybe he was going the other way. I heard a goat down there with him. He was stopped for the night, evidently, or something. That's kind of a pleasant way to travel, I imagine, if you've got a lot of time.
It would be if he was off the road.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be out here.
You're
in trouble out here.
That's what I was thinking.
And you get somebody killed with a wagon come up on the road, you know, and say a car coming fast, and you can't get around him for months and months, you know, if somebody's coming thick this way. You see that slow wagon. Ain't make it. I tell you, there used to be an old man over here drove a pickup, and he is about older than I am, old man, and he'd get about 5-6 miles an hour, you know, and I'd run up behind him from here to Broken Bow, and lots of times it'd take me 30 minutes to get by him, you know, so many cars are coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of times I'd have a whole bunch bogged up behind me, you know, big